Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, listener name. Let's dive into this whole Sean Diddy Combs thing. You know, you sent over those articles, the New York Times and OK Magazine. So you want the full story, huh? And we are here for it.
Yeah, this is a wild one. It's like the legal system and the entertainment world all smashed together.
For sure. And both sources agree Diddy was denied bail twice. He's actually in jail in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, and those charges are pretty serious. Sex trafficking, racketeering. This isn't some open and shut case.
No kidding. The New York Times really focuses on the lawyers. Diddy's team seems to be trying everything.
$50 million bail. Suggesting security at his house all day, every day. It's something else.
Makes you wonder why the bail was so high to begin with.
Right. And, okay. Magazine mentions the court is worried about him being a flight risk, maybe even a danger.
Yeah. With all his money, I can see why they'd think that. But then, okay, magazine goes in a different direction. Talking about these sexual misconduct things, there's even this lawsuit, a woman saying he assaulted her and she got pregnant.
We gotta remember though, these are just accusations, right? Diddy says he's innocent. We haven't heard his side yet.
True, but okay, doesn't stop there. They've got this former intern saying Diddy threatened their job if they wouldn't sleep with him. It's a lot darker than just the legal stuff in the New York Times.
His lawyer, though, Mark Agnifilo, he said publicly they think these charges are bogus. Sounds like they're ready for a fight.
A big one. The Times article mentions Diddy's in that Metropolitan Detention Center. That place has a rough reputation.
It does. Lots of criticism. But here's the thing. The article says his lawyer actually likes the place. Yeah. Said he can't say enough good things about it. Kind of strange.
Yeah, after everything we've heard about that jail, what do you think that means?
Tough to say. Maybe it's strategy. Trying to show Diddy's being treated fairly, you know, with all the attention this is getting.
It's definitely high profile.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, the Times mentions Diddy's in the same unit as that Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX guy.
Wow. From music mogul to sharing a cell with a crypto guy, life comes at you fast.
Seriously. It makes you think. But one thing's for sure. Both articles say Diddy's pleaded not guilty. So why is he stuck in jail, even with that $50 million?
That's where the whole flight risk, potential danger thing comes in. Like, okay. Magazine said, I guess the judge wasn't buying or they were selling, even with the 24/7 security.
So even with money and fame, he's still behind cars. It really shows that money can't always buy you freedom.
It does. And this is just the start. So much is still undecided. What will this mean for his career, his whole legacy? How will it change the music industry?
And that's where we'll have to leave it for now, listener name. But don't worry, we'll be back with part two of this deep dive soon to explore those questions. Stay tuned.
This whole thing with Sean Combs, listener name, it's just there's so much more to it than just the legal stuff, you know?
Yeah, this situation brings up those big questions, right? Like, about power, about who has it, how they use it, are they responsible, especially in the music world.
Exactly. Diddy's whole career, it's all about success, even giving back, right?
Right.
But then these accusations come out, and it makes you think twice about that whole image.
And we keep hearing about how artists are treated, especially women in the music industry, so this feels like part of that bigger conversation.
It totally is. This case, it's so public, the charges are so serious, it can make other people feel like, hey, I can speak up too. And that could mean big changes for the music industry as a whole.
Whoa, yeah. It's like this case is a bomb going off, and we're all still feeling the shockwaves.
Yeah.
So what about Diddy himself? What could this mean for his career, for how people see him?
That's the million-dollar question, right? This guy built an empire. His name means hip-hop. It means business. It means something. This whole thing, even if he's found innocent, it still puts a shadow over everything.
It definitely makes things complicated. It reminds me of that debate, you know? Can you separate the art from the person? Can you still listen to Diddy's music and be okay with it, knowing this is all hanging over him?
There's no easy answer to that one. Listener name. It's a personal thing. But it does make you think, right? About how we see celebrities, what we expect from them, and when those expectations get flipped on their head.
For sure. And it's easy to forget with all the headlines and the legal stuff that real people are caught in the middle of this. If these accusations are true, then there are victims and they deserve justice. They deserve support, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can't forget that part of it, ever. Behind all this, there are real lives that have been changed forever.
It's heavy stuff. Makes you wonder how often things like this happen. Is this just one example of a much bigger problem, especially in the music industry?
It's unsettling, right? But the truth is, yeah, power dynamics get messed up, people take advantage. It's not a new story, unfortunately.
Which is why cases like this matter. They shine a light on what's broken, even if it's uncomfortable to look at. But this isn't just about the music industry, is it? It's about how celebrities are treated by the justice system, the whole celebrity justice thing.
Right. Like, do famous people get away with more? This case definitely adds fuel to that fire.
Well, Diddy has resources most people couldn't even dream of. Top lawyers, PR people, he can shape public opinion. It's not a level playing field.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And while we can't say he's guilty just because he's rich and famous, we can't ignore that it probably helps in court, right?
It makes you wonder if everyone really gets treated the same by the law. Can justice ever be truly blind when one side has all the advantages?
It's a huge question, way bigger than just this case.
Mm.
It's about fairness for everyone, no matter who they are or how much money they have. And that's something we should all be fighting for.
Truth. So, listener name, as we're figuring out this whole thing with Sean Combs, remember, there's a lot going on here. It's not just about what the courts decide. It's about power, about responsibility, about how we see these kinds of situations. It's complicated.
It is. And as the story goes on, we'll be here to break it down for you with each new deep dive. But before we get to our final thoughts, there's one more thing we got to talk about. Public opinion. When we come back, we'll look at how the media, how social media, even our own personal biases change how we see these complex situations.
And we're back. Listener name. For the final part of our deep dive, let's talk about public opinion because that plays a huge role.
Absolutely. It's not just about what happens in court.
Yeah.
It's about how people see it,
yeah.
How the story gets told.
Exactly. Like with those two articles you sent, the New York Times, they were all about the legal strategy, Diddy's lawyers making moves. But then OK Magazine, they focused on the accusations, the really personal stuff, two totally different angles.
And social media just blows it all up. You know, everyone's got an opinion instantly.
Yeah.
It's like guilty or not guilty before we even know the facts.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in that, to feel like you got to pick a side. Sometimes it feels more like a popularity contest than actual justice.
Right. And we all come to this with our own baggage, listener name, our own experiences that make us see things a certain way.
Totally. If you love Diddy's music, you might want to believe he's innocent. But if something like this has happened to you, maybe you're quicker to believe the accusations. We all have those blind spots.
For sure. The important thing is to realize we have them, right? To try and be open-minded, look at things from all sides.
Absolutely. There's a real person in the middle of this, and maybe victims, too. It's not just a story. It's people's lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget that. So, yeah, be curious, try to understand, but let's also be respectful. You know, this is serious stuff.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So, listener name, as we wrap up, I think the big takeaway here is nothing is always as it seems, right? Especially with someone like Sean Combs, who's always in the public eye.
Totally. And this whole thing, it shows how important it is to think for yourself. Don't just believe everything you read, especially online. Look at who's saying it. why they might be saying it. Be your own judge.
Great advice. Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive.
But before we go, listener name, one last thing to think about. This whole case, it makes you ask, can we separate someone's image from who they really are? What does it really mean to be held accountable? Those are questions worth thinking about no matter what happens next.
For sure. Lots to unpack there. And on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Listener name, we'll see you next time.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.